This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golz. As I pointed out in our last visit, a consideration of Tyre's tragic end resulting from her pride is a clear warning that the same principles apply to individuals as well as nations. Ezekiel 28 illustrates this. As Ezekiel describes the downfall of the king of Tyre, he goes beyond a focus on the king to a focus on one who was the power behind the king. Most commentators would say this is none other than Lucifer, the devil. Read carefully what it says about the king of Tyre in chapter 28, especially verses 12 through 19. The focus in these verses is clear. Don't let beauty, wisdom, and wealth go to your head. This focus can be amplified in 3 points. 1, a place of honor given by God. 2, pride of heart corrupts one's ways. And 3, put out of heaven his tragic end. That's what happened to the devil. In the case of the king of Tyre, what happened as a result of his pride was that he lost everything. When the bottom drops out because of arrogant pride, those who respected you in your lofty position of power and prosperity will be appalled at you. Far too often we forget how quickly men and women of position, power, and prosperity are soon forgotten after their fall. This is tragic for them. But even more tragic, when we forget what has happened to others, we likely will also forget the profound lessons to be learned and applied. God resists the proud. God will not share his glory with anyone else. Pride goes before a fall. That's why we should never let beauty, wisdom, and wealth go to our head.